I wrote down two different dates for my for the art show, and I want to know which one is down there, since I am a member, and I have Tuesday, November the 9th, the members only, at 4:30 p.m. The name is Birnbaum, B-I-R-N-B-A-U-M. Shelley, it's also under Shelby Enterprises.
Hello, L.A. County Museum. How can I help you?
Oh, this is a different voice. I just got through telling the other person.
What? I'm sorry. Say that again?
I have two dates written down for the art show. The Eye of Duncan Phillips. I am a member. Could you tell me
Hello?
Which one?
Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, this is the L.A. County Museum box office. How can I help you?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, what?
Could you look up and find out which date I have down? I have Tuesday, November the 9th, for members only at 4:30 p.m., and I also had an October 30th down.
Why don't you just scratch both of those? That's not going to work out for us.
What do you mean it's not going to work out for you?
I mean, it's just not, it's not a good exhibit. It's nothing you really want to, you want to look at anyway, so why don't we just scratch those?
Why should I scratch them? I ordered tickets for it.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not really worth your time. I mean, I think they're pretty crappy.
Well, that is your opinion. I would like to see it.
It's a fact. It's a fact. They're terrible, and it's a real sad state, but, you know, it's just scrap it. And I'm sure you can find something much better to do.
So, I want to see it.
I don't
know. And I'd like the tickets sent to me, or they said pick them up at the box office. Now, I'm not sure which.
Why don't you just send the box office to the pickup office? I think that's your best course of action.
That's fine, but I still don't have an answer to my question. My question was, do I have the tickets for the 30th of October or for November the 9th?
Yeah, sure.
Can you look that up, please, so that I know which day I'm going?
All right, can you hold on?
Yes.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Pardon?
I didn't get your name.
Birnbaum, B-I-R-N-B-A-U-M. Shelley is the first name.
Yeah, it says here you're not going to want to see that.
Just tell me which date I have, please, and I'll make my own opinion.
Look, I'm not, you know... I'm going to save everyone one person at a time, and I'm going to start with you. Okay. It's not worth it. It's crappy.
Thank you for your opinion. I still want to go. Now just let me know if...
I don't see anything here. I don't have that information in front of me.
Look it under Shelby Enterprises.
I don't even... how do I look it up?
Well, if I'm going to be picking tickets up at the box office, then the tickets have to be there under my name.
I'm not in the office. Do you want me to get you over to the office?
Yes, please.
All right, hold on a sec. Let me see if I can figure out how to do that. User address. Let's see. And then carry the one. Pull down the... let's see. Let me do a thing. Hold on a second. Yeah. Hello, who are you holding for? Hello?
Hello?
Who are you holding for?
I'm holding for somebody.
Okay, hold on just a second.
I'm looking up to see which date I have reserved. I'm a member, and I think I reserved Tuesday, November the 9th.
Oh, not a good day. I think all we have available is October 4th at 6 a.m. Will that work for you?
Are you sure that you work for the L.A. County Museum of Art?
The L.A. Crappy Museum of Art, where all the exhibits are really not worth your time.
That's your dollar one, dude.
Are you a volunteer? Do you get paid for this shit?
I get paid.
Well, then please look up, because I made a reservation for Tuesday, November the 9th at 4:30 for members only, and whether you think it's a crappy museum or a crappy exhibit, I want those tickets.
But, I mean, we've changed our official name. I mean, it's not opinion anymore. It's a fact. That's the new name of the museum.
Talk to that will give me a sensible answer.
I don't know. Probably just call the right number.
And what number is that?
I don't know. I don't have it on me.
What number did you just call?
877-522-6225.
That's the right number for this location.
Well, you called me.
This
phone
number is 877-5226. This is the phone number that you just dialed. You should probably learn how to dial a 1 beforehand.
It's what called, one?
It's long distance. A one. A one. Like 1310? 1877, perhaps?
And that is that's the museum? Well, you keep answering that this is the museum.
Well, we're just fucking with you, basically. Stop dialing the wrong number and you won't get messed with like that. Goodbye.
Really wanted to send her to the right path.
Yeah.
But she had a lot of she had like
anger.
No, not that. She had that energy. Like, just keep messing with her so far.
Why did you want to get rid of her?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think she paid her due to society there. She went through all this shit, so she deserved the number at the end.
We've been having some problems lately with.
She's called before because she's talked to Brendan.
It's the same That's chick.
Because I remember Shelby and
Brendan.
Dude,
it's hanging on the
Have you ever heard of a long distance number?